We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. You made it. It's a Friday Woo! Morning. You took off the apron. Ria's has got an apron out. She's a caterer now. She'll explain later. She's a caterer now, Al. But we got so much to do on this Friday where we could tie up all the loose ends of the past 2 weeks. Because remember, our last Friday at this time, we were starting the whole process of the draft. The Eagles had just gotten Devontae Smith. It was all very exciting. And then we've had a whole week of wild stuff going on. And one thing happened through this week that has stuck with me and keeps bothering me. And I will not leave the airwaves in 4 hours today without some mental resolution to what is going on. Because, Al, I guess you could say that I'm old school in the sense that when I was a little kid, I loved watching a sports event on TV.
Yeah.
I look forward to it all day.
Yeah.
You know, even a regular season NBA game. Oh, my God. Russell is facing Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Al, the whole day, I would, like, be palpitating. I was nerdy back then.
All right.
And it was a very exciting thing to look forward to that big sports event. And when what I found out on Friday last week, I can't get over it. I still can't believe it. I've got guests on today, Mike Lombardi, Elliot Shore Park, and Kyle Newbeck. I'm going to get each of them to try to explain it to me. Basically, now, in America, it is more entertaining by a wide margin to turn on your TV and hear a man call out names than it is to actually watch a sports event, a real event. And you got to understand something now. I guilty as charged. I'm part of this.
Yeah.
Many years ago, I took a pack of drunks to the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
At a time when no one gave a damn. All right, Al? Mm-hmm. We were able to obtain, in a tiny little room at Madison Square Garden, 30 tickets, courtesy of the NFL, to bring a band of hooligans up from Philadelphia.
They brought you in.
To watch a draft. And we helped to turn it into an event by booing the bejesus out of Donovan McNabb.
Never got over it.
Al, do you realize it will be probably the second paragraph of my obit? I'm thinking, right? Maybe even the first. I'm thinking Wingball maybe gets first and then that gets second.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, here's the bottom line. There will never be a day in my life, never be a day, when a man calling out names will be better than the drama of elite athleticism in this world. It will never be. Yeah. I'm going to let me illustrate the two sides to you. This is Thursday night, pick number 10 coming up. The world is watching.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 10th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 10th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama.
I'm not going to tell you that's not exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
But it's a man calling a name out.
Well, yeah.
They've been on this draft every year.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, a man called a name out. It didn't matter what the name was. It wasn't as good as watching an event.
Well, you don't think that if you were the Phillies home that night? Let's say the Phillies were home that night.
The Phillies were home that night. 24 strikeouts.
If you were in the stands.
4-3, they lost to the Cardinals.
If you were in the stands at that time, you were on your phone watching that.
You went right to my point. Right there.
Yes. That never happens.
One of the things that has transpired here is the cell phone.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to ask it because I'm getting to what happened yesterday at Citizens Bank Park, but who listening right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, watch a game, a sports event, but have the cell phone? Okay. A lot?
Yeah.
Well, let me
reuse?
See.
Reuse?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do sports for a living.
Yes.
How do you do that? What's on the cell phone?
Well, believe it or not, there's a lot of breaks in baseball.
What are you doing on the cell phone?
When I'm watching a game?
Yeah.
I'm usually, if I'm watching, following Twitter, following what people are saying about the game.
See? All right. That's fascinating, yeah. too. So when the Eagles did that a week ago, yep. Thursday night,
yep.
everybody instantly was able to share their thoughts on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make it bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Is that one of the reasons?
Yeah.
See, 20 years ago, it wasn't like it is now. It was there. There were cell phones, but they weren't doing what they do now. With
yeah.
them.
No.
You're saying the ability to see something happen and immediately go viral and get involved with it, that enhances the calling out of names.
If you're not watching with somebody,
right.
100%.
All right. So let's take that, what you just said, and now let's go to the biggest moment in sports this week in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. This was it right here.
Swung on, hit high in the air, deep right field. Garcia back, track, wall, grand slam, Didi Gregorius.
There's nothing bigger in baseball than a salami.
It was awesome.
All right, Rhea.
Yeah.
What generated more a cell phone conversation? Didi Gregorius or
Devontae Smith?
By far.
Oh, no question.
So then the cell phone has had a major impact on what we enjoy TV sports. Is that it?
How we enjoy it.
How we enjoy it. All right, here's another one. At a game, when you go to the Eagles game, do you have the cell with you?
No, I have the cell with me, but it's the only person I generally talk to on the cell phone during a game is you.
Kind of charming.
Well, you'll shoot me a tap, but when
have interesting insights. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it.
When I'm at an Eagles
game, fascinating thoughts.
I rarely ever look at my phone.
Producer just rolled his eyes. Now I'm reading his face. He's going, you don't even have interesting insights the next day. I'm sure you don't have them in the moment.
I'm rarely never on social media when I'm at a game, ever. When I'm
never.
At a game, no.
All right, well, at any game or at a football
game?
Any game.
Because I'm with friends.
So you're doing it that way with the socialization.
Yeah.
Al, you have Flyers season tickets.
Yes.
When you're in those seats, you're not working at Comcast that night, right? What are you doing? Do you have the phone out?
I always do, yeah.
Always? What's on the phone?
Usually the rest of the league. Who's doing what? I'm following, like, the Rangers. I'm following everything.
All right.
It's great goals that it's good. Like, I'll tell you that night that the Eagles made that pick, we were doing the game.
Okay.
So Jonesy and JJ are doing the game from the studio.
Right.
There. So, I think we went to, it's third period, whatever. So JJ is a Giants, like he's a Giants fan.
Yeah.
This is during the game. They go, look at this trade. That just, because we were in a break, went to break. So during the break, they're like, they're on their phone, go, the Eagles made a trade with the Cowboys.
I hope I'm not going to get him in trouble. Jonesy said during the draft, he was doing a game.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
He said he was doing analysis of the game.
Yeah.
And following stuff on his cell phone.
Yeah, it was during a break.
No.
It was the big trade came.
He said he was watching it during the game.
Well, it's easy.
No, he wasn't.
He told me this early this week.
The game means to break.
He was keeping, maybe a break, maybe
well,
if,
I mean,
you
can have your cell phone.
If the pick's about to happen.
Oh, yeah, your cell phone's
and the Flyers
on.
Are on a power play. He's keeping track of the power play and the pick.
Yeah, it's easy. Your phone's right there.
All right, hold on. No, I got, this is the next stage.
Have you seen the Flyers? All Jonesy had to analyze was
I understand.
They suck.
It was another
understand.
Devil's game.
Al, now, let's say you're with your daughter, all right?
Yeah.
She's on the cell phone, too?
Yeah, usually with the...
You got great seats at the Flyers. She's on the cell phone.
Yeah.
She's not checking the other NHL games.
She's in these leagues that, you get points and stuff.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
If Al and his daughter are at the game, they don't talk to each other. They text each other.
Oh, I understand that. I talk to Al every day. It's not that great. But hold on. So you're saying, Al, that she's also has a second source of entertainment while she's at a sports event.
Did you see the video last week of the announcers with the girls taking selfies during the baseball game, during a home run, and they kept going back, they haven't looked up yet.
All right.
Oh, my God.
This is, Am I the only one? Maybe this is going to make it sound like I'm old, but am I the only one that thinks this is not good?
If you told people they couldn't bring their phone in, it would hurt attendance.
Yeah.
It would.
Yep. Yes.
All right, now hold on. At concerts, sometimes they require that. Because they don't want you to send out the tape,
the
right?
Comedy people, especially.
But comedy people, too.
Yeah.
Would that actually hurt attendance?
No, but when you go to a concert, you're basically...
You have to be all in.
Yeah.
You're
listening.
You are taking a video of the, you know, in case those guys die.
Now, let me tell you what I did yesterday, because I wanted to experiment with this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This has been bothering me all week.
Of course.
Because I still would love to believe I could look forward to a sports event, sit down, be completely entertained by the event, require no secondary source of entertainment, and really enjoy it.
Red
so I said, I'm sitting down. I didn't even go on the Barker Lounger. I went on the couch.
Ooh.
Because I was laying it out, and I was just... It's just me and my 82 inches.
All right.
All right, Al? It's a big screen.
This is okay.
I got about to the third inch. I was trying. And let me just say, it was a bristly pace game with good pitching.
Absolutely.
Right?
Stellar.
But I want to just illustrate. This is actually not from yesterday. It's from the night before. But it's the same thing over and over again.
Right.
All right? Here's what I was being asked to endure.
2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him looking.
Ooh,
fastball.
I don't know.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him looking.
3-2 the count on Anderson.
And that's a call. Third strike. The pitch. Strike three. Got him looking. Freddy Peralta with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. And Larry, he may be down 5-0, but he's got 27 strikeout stuff tonight.
That was the best line.
The fact that yesterday was Wheeler. He only had 7, but the Woodruff had 13.
Yeah.
20 more strikes.
Do you know that Odubel singled in the second? They did not have another base runner until Alec Boehm's home run in the seventh.
Right,
second inning to the seventh.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to wrestle with why it's okay. There's no huge uprising of anger from people who are going, this is not entertaining enough. And I'm thinking, well, maybe because they've got a second source of entertainment, the cell phone, that they're using that to fill in the massive gaps currently in the game of baseball and the game of basketball. Basketball's maybe even worse. Basketball, they're in the final weeks of a season.
6 games.
And the Nets have lost 4 in a row out of apathy.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even care.
No.
There's not competition with a race going on.
No, they don't care.
So I got to understand this. Who is going to help me with this? And who is going to explain to me the role that cell phones is having on the deterioration of regular season sports? Because I think they're tied together. I have come to the conclusion that they're tied together.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Mitch just walked in.
Oh.
Mitch Williams is here.
I'm here.
You're here earlier.
Yes.
Mitch, you were a pitcher. I watch you when you're with us. When you're watching a baseball game, you're an analyst. You see a game at a different level than we do. Do you have the cell phone now? You checking stuff?
In breaks, I will.
You will.
But if I was at a game...
You would not.
No, I wouldn't have it.
Does it bother you, annoy you, upset you that the phones now are a secondary form of entertainment at a sports event in the moment?
You kind of want to be the focus of attention when you're at the ballpark as a player. And if you're splitting that attention with a cell phone, I could see where it might bother some people. Me, it wouldn't bother. Mitch, as long as they're there and making noise.
At home, when you're watching a baseball game, are you also checking the phone and doing that stuff?
Because
you do it here.
Yeah.
You seem very phone-oriented.
Well, everything I do is on my phone.
It is.
Yeah, I do all my email, everything. I don't have a personal computer, any of that stuff.
When you're watching the game, strikeout, you were a strikeout pitcher.
I would love to have pitched in this day and age.
No, that's not the question. The question is it monotonous? Is it boring? Is there not enough actual action in a game?
Absolutely.
There is.
I mean, I'm the first one to tell you, I love baseball.
Yeah.
But I love the strategy of baseball. When they start taking away from that, that's where they lost me. I like the inner workings of a game and if I'm a manager, I want to outsmart the guy on the other side.
Yeah.
Make all the right moves, and sometimes it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah. So it's the combination of the athleticism on the field and the strategy behind it.
Absolutely.
How do you best deploy it? How do you win that game? That kind of stuff, right?
Don't take your phone. That would be the best way to win.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to open this up. 215-592-9494. But right now, in my estimation,
yeah,
baseball has never been less entertaining.
Amen.
And basketball may be worse than baseball.
Regular season.
No one cares yeah. till they get to the
yeah.
playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
So is any of it attributable to the fact that we don't need it? It's kind of like background noise at times. And all your real focus is on is the damn phone. That's what I mean, this may be like a sociological study here that the phone is changing sports in ways we haven't considered. Yeah. I may do a paper on this later today.
Later today?
No,
Friday.
I might sit
video.
Down, Al, and do a term paper.
Do a podcast.
Then Mitch can grade it for me. All right?
Grade your paper?
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I need to get even for some of the grades I got.
Will kicks us off this morning. Hi, Will. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure, Will. So you're at a sports event, Will. Do you have the phone with you?
I got a phone with me, but I'm not looking at it all the time. You can have your phone. You'll need your phone. Your people need their phone nowadays, just the reality that we're in. But, you know, if you're checking your phone every time a pitch is thrown, you got 30 seconds till the next pitch, and you're looking at your phone, come on.
That's not good. All right, here's the thing. You just jogged my memory on something. Well, when the cell phones first came out, you know, and really became widespread, you know what we used to talk about on this show?
Hmm.
The jackasses behind the home yes. plate.
Well, they asked them to put them
away.
Who
would call a friend and then wave to them, right? Now, remember that? That was, what, 20 years, 15 years ago?
But they've kind of asked you not to do it.
They are, because it became distracting for the viewer on TV.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But now, look now. Will, when you watch a game, like if you're watching a game tonight, watch when they pan the crowd, how many people are looking down at their phone.
Oh.
They're not calling people now. They're checking stuff. But isn't that bad? Isn't it bad for the sport?
It is. It's not. I mean, it's not a good thing for the sport. It's not a good thing for you to be. I mean, people in general are too into their phones now. I mean, that's how couples sit in bed. There's, you know, pictures of that memes sitting next to each other, not talking, but they could be texting and doing everything. But in regards to the way the phones are handled, I just want to say this much, too. I see it more so in football than baseball. Even though baseball's boring, in football with fantasy football, I cannot tell you how there are people. I do fantasy football, and I still see people sitting next to me like, man, this guy's doing bad. This guy's doing this. I'm like, are you watching the game, man? Like, there's a game going on in front of you.
Oh, that's terrible. No, I've noticed my son does that. He's in those things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think he does it like where it detracts from him seeing plays. Like you're saying, they're looking down even in a play because they're more interested in their own thing.
Man. Oh, my God. There are people that sit there and just will not stop going off about it. And I mean, I check my fantasy football every so often.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything. It's all what you set up, you know. And these people are looking at it every minute.
I don't understand. Well,
I don't get it.
You really helped me today. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Here's the next one.
What?
All right. Now, the guy just mentioned it. People have these phones out all the time. I took my wife out to dinner. Last week.
All right.
No, actually, I went to a party. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
All right? I have a rule, because I'm a very romantic man.
Come on, Rio.
Al, there's a game. The Phillies are on or something. We're at dinner.
Yeah.
I look at my phone one time while she's ordering.
Wow.
That is romantic.
My God.
Wow.
I got to tell someone to step his game up.
During the appetizer, main course, whatever, no. The focal point of my interest at that dinner
is the food.
Is that woman.
Gail, I love you, but that ain't true.
Mitch, what do you mean it ain't true? You've never come to dinner with me.
I've never been invited, shockingly enough.
All right, hold on. Mitch, you got kids. Have you ever seen where they all go to the restaurant and everybody's on the phone?
Can I tell you something in all honesty?
Please.
We have had our kids in exactly one restaurant all at once.
And oh!
Mac and Manco's on the boardwalk.
Oh, that doesn't
You work. Think I'm taking five kids to a public place? My God, people hate me enough already.
Wow.
Wait till they meet my youngsters.
Well, I got nowhere to go with that. 215.
Al knows.
215-592-9494. We got the question of the day coming up. And Rhea's got to explain to us that you have been hired now for a catering job. Is that true, Rhea?
Yes.
We're going to have to get that. Rhea now has a side job. I think she's kind of, you know, just in case things don't go well here.
Yeah.
She's got a fallback position now. 215-592-9494. Who is watching their phones when they should be watching a game? WIP Sports Time 620.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.